The Vairagya Panchakam consists of 6 slokas. Vairagyam refers to Swami Sri Desikan's detachment from materialistic desires and the attachment to Lord Varadaraja of Kanchipuram. Panchakam refers to 5 slokas. Vidyaranyar, a childhood friend of Swami Sri Desikan, was a court pandit under the king of Vijayanagaram. With an intention of helping Swami Sri Desikan with his materialistic needs, Vidyaranyar invited Swami Sri Desikan to the court to compose songs in praise of the king. Swami Sri Desikan replied with a single sloka, which became the first of the 6. When Vidyaranyar repeated his request, Swami Sri Desikan followed with another 5. The Vairagya Panchakam is the collection of the 2 replies sent by Swami Sri Desikan to his friend. This was composed to express Swami Sri Desikan's sole desire to possess the ultimate dhanam or wealth, that is, the Lord Varadaraja of Kanchipuram on Astigiri. Swami Sri Desikan outrageously rejects the very concept of praising human beings for the sake of receiving transient gains. He cites numerous examples to support his principle. In Sloka 5, there is a brilliant play on the word dana, meaning wealth, which occurs 11 times. Each time, the word has a different meaning due to the preceding or succeeding syllable. This charms the listener's ears and purifies the mind with the deep philosophical proclamation on the subject matter. It also indicates Swami Sri Desikan's exemplary knowledge and authority of Sanskrit poetry. In the final sloka, Swami Sri Desikan expounds that Sri Varadaraja of Kanchipuram is the ultimate or ever-permanent wealth he has received from his ancestral grandfather, referring to Brahma. This ultimate wealth, dhanam or selvam, is the one that is also referred by Sri Andal in her Tirupavai as Neengada Selvam, that is, the wealth that shall never vanish. These beautiful slokas have been rendered in a proclaiming tone to reflect Swami Sri Desikan's firmness in possessing ever-permanent wealth and rejecting the rest.